we come now to something else that's quite unusual. Now, I'm reading verse 3 in my translation, and this is the duration of the prophesying of the two witnesses. Will you listen to it? And I will give to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. There is a great deal of difference of opinion as to the identity of the two witnesses. And they're introduced to us here without any suggestion as to who they are. Godet makes this comment. He says, they are one of the most startling features of the book. And I'll certainly agree with that. Let's put down here an axiom or two. One is this. If the identity was essential for the understanding of this book, I think there'd have been some indication given about their persons. But it's always in these areas that the sensational preachers are, as Walter Scott put it, the wild utterances of prophecy mongers. Here's where they concentrate, in places like this. They can tell you what the thunder said. John was told not to write it down, and he didn't. And here we're given two witnesses, and everybody can tell you who they are. And I know that I'm going to get quite a few letters correcting me here as I take up the two witnesses. But may I say that this has led to, of course, speculation. Those that have espoused the historical view of Revelation, they've named such men as John Huss and Pope Sylvester and Waldenson and the two Testaments. So you see, you could come up with most anything from that viewpoint. But some of our men who hold the futurist view, and that's the view I hold, they're not in complete agreement who they are. Sice and Govee say that they're Enoch and Elijah. And the Gospel of Nicodemus contains the following statement, and I'm quoting, I am Enoch, who pleased God and was translated by him. And this is Elijah the Tishbite. We are also to live to the end of the age. But then we are about to be sent by God to resist Antichrist and be slain by him and to rise after 3 days and to be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord. Well, that's another interpretation. Now, Dean Alford and Walter Scott and Donald Gray Barnhouse state that they are Moses and Elijah. And William Newell does a very smart thing. He doesn't even identify them or attempt to identify them. Now, there's another possibility. They could be two unknown witnesses. That is, we don't know who they are yet. And they are human witnesses. That seems certain from the description given of them. And two is the required number of witnesses according to the law. Back in Deuteronomy 17:6, why we find that it's in the mouth of two witnesses. And did you notice that the Lord Jesus did the same thing relative to the church? For he made the statement over in Matthew, the 18th chapter, verse 16, he says, but if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. Always in Scripture it required two witnesses to bear testimony to anything before it was to be heard. So we can definitely say they are human beings and that there are two of them. And those are the two things that we know for sure. Now, it seems to me to be almost certain that Elijah is one of them. It was predicted he would return. In Malachi 4:5, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Then the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 17:11, and Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. So that it would seem that Elijah is one of them. That we can say with a certain degree of assurance. But what about the other one? It's said in Revelation 11:4 that these two witnesses are two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And have you ever noticed that that was a favorite expression of Elijah? He walks out on the page of Scripture in 1 Kings 17:1, and he says, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand." These are two lampstands. They're lights in the world. And that is what we have before us here. And the presence of Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration further suggests this. But it would necessitate, of course, the second witness being Moses, which is more difficult to sustain. And after all, the Mount of Transfiguration isn't the only point of similarity. Now, I want to make a suggestion, and that's all it is. I wouldn't be dogmatic on this, and I wouldn't argue about it. But I suggest that John the Baptist is the second witness. He was the forerunner of Christ at his first coming. He was similar to Elijah in manner and message. And I'm sure those two fellows would get along with each other. Both knew what it was to oppose the forces of darkness and stand alone for God against impossible odds. They sure have had good training in the past. John the Baptist would be the witness of the New Testament, as Elijah would be the witness of the Old Testament. And John the Baptist actually was not part of the church, the bride of Christ, but was a friend of the bridegroom. He wasn't the bride. He was a friend of the bridegroom. Now, it seems unlikely that Enoch would be one of the witnesses since he was a Gentile. And the very fact that he did not die does not qualify him for the office, for by the time you come here in the Great Tribulation period, why, the church has already been translated, and some of them were translated without dying. So you could pick your witness out of that crowd, whoever they're going to be. And so I would say with some assurance that it is Elijah, one of them, or who the other one is, your guess is as good as mine. All right, now we have 1,203 score days. And the significant feature about the two witnesses is not their identity, but the time they appear. It is, I think, during the first half or the last half of the Great Tribulation period, which is right here. Well, to me, it would seem the first half, because they testify until the beast appears, and then they are martyred. And he appears in the midst of the week as he is in his real character, the beast. And their clothed in sackcloth is the garb better suited to the period of the law than of grace. It's becoming to both Elijah and John the Baptist.